So if you start feeling tired during the day, go for a short walk or chat to someone for a few minutes. Don't try to keep yourself alert with caffeinated drinks, especially after 2 p.m.
Eine Kundin schläft seit Wochen unruhig und lässt sich zu ihren Schlafproblemen in der Apotheke beraten. Und sie spricht nur Englisch. Hätten Sie alle passenden Vokabeln parat? Unsere aktuelle Folge Englisch für PTA Sleep Disorders hilft Ihnen. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen Kundin und PTA und polieren Sie Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Eingelesen haben den Dialog Native Speakerin Jane Funke und ihre Tochter. Jane Funke erstellt gemeinsam mit Apothekerin Hannelore Gießen seit vielen Jahren für uns die Serie Englisch für PTA. Und damit hallo und herzlich willkommen beim PTA-Funk, dem Podcast für alle, die neugierig sind auf die Arbeit in der öffentlichen Apotheke. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin von das PTA-Magazin. Unsere Website mit dem passenden Englischartikel zum Nachlesen ist direkt unter dem Podcast in den Shownotes verlinkt. Und nun viel Spaß beim Zuhören. Und natürlich liken nicht vergessen. Und nun, listen and repeat.
I'd like something to help me sleep, please. I've had some very restless nights recently.
Everyone has bad nights from time to time. How long have you had this problem?
I'd say most nights for about 3 to 4 weeks.
And what have you tried so far?
I've tried going to bed earlier. I've tried drinking a small glass of beer, whiskey or warm milk, but nothing has helped. I still toss and turn.
Alcohol may help you to fall asleep faster, but your sleep will be lighter, less restorative, and you're likely to wake up during the night. Good sleep hygiene and lifestyle changes are often the first steps towards improving the situation.
So, what would you suggest?
People who sleep well don't even think about it, so you shouldn't try to chase sleep. It will have the opposite effect. Don't go to bed if you're not tired. Wait for the body to give you a signal. Try to establish a regular bedtime and don't be tempted to stay up late or lie in at the weekends. Make sure the bedroom is cool and dark, either with the window open or well ventilated. Also, screens such as TVs or phones should be removed as they can keep you awake. Is there anything you know of that could be bothering you?
The fact that my company is restructuring and several colleagues have been furloughed is distressing, although I know I'm not at risk myself.
Yes, that's understandable. Do you stay in bed brooding about it, or do you get up?
I stay in bed and try to think about something else.
If you are lying in bed awake, it's better to get up after about 20 minutes and do something relaxing, such as drinking a cup of herbal tea, reading a book, or listening to some gentle music until you feel sleepy again.
What else can I do?
Do you take any medication? This might be important as some drugs can impair the way you sleep.
No, I don't.
Would you say you maintain an active lifestyle?
I try to visit the gym a couple of times a week.
Being outdoors would probably be more refreshing. So if you start feeling tired during the day, go for a short walk or chat to someone for a few minutes. Don't try to keep yourself alert with caffeinated drinks, especially after 2 p.m. There are also some good breathing and relaxation exercises that you could try. You can find them online or I can give you a leaflet. And to put your mind at rest, I can show you some herbal remedies containing hops and valerian too.
Yes, that sounds good.
If after another 3 to 4 weeks there's still no improvement, there are some more sedative options, but I suggest you first make an appointment with your healthcare provider.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie uns zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Und wenn Sie ein Thema haben, das Ihnen am Herzen liegt, einfach an uns schreiben. Auf Wiedersehen, Ihre Julia Pflegel.